Last time we got together, we did it through the facilities of modern technology. What did we do last time?
Basically, the Rav said that the ten points of a miller, we promised only to do it for 1 week. So we wanted to keep the four out of the ten things that been out of Machaveroi, as well as starting to work on the kavanas of the Sadyagon. And time to make preparations.
What?
Time to make preparations.
Is anybody that wants to say something very quickly about something or about the Opus, about
the Shofar thing? Try to get into one word, each one. I don't know if I try to shorten the Shofar stuff to one. Each one is like one thing. Yes, Yitzchak, Gula, Har Sinai. Try to get more that way.
Very good.
Nothing in particular. I did work on the Ben Amal Chavera a little bit. That's some horrors.
On this last week, so I was still with the 10-point program, which I really liked, actually. That was one of the better, more successful Ubdas for me than many others lately.
Russia, do you have the papers?
Yeah, that was my Ubdas for the week. So come here and bring my papers.
Yeah, but where did you get the papers?
Oh, this is from last year, this is from the year before.
Yeah, last year, yeah.
Yeah, they're slightly different. Oh, this is
right, he changed it.
Yeah, you added the copper claim.
I'm very proud of you. We're both here to have last year. Very good. Okay, but please say, so, first of all, I would suggest again that we continue that the first, you know, those three things that we do in Elul. First of all, to spend a few minutes every day having a rendezvous with Avraham Avinu, a few minutes having a conversation with Hashem. This is just two and a chance to have a conversation. Number one, number two, the good old recipe, the super recipe for getting into the world of business. You know, the super de simra, some super de simra with the coil, with the enthusiasm, the lovers. And number three, you know, picking out some Indian that you can have make some kind of a Kabbalah, some Indian. Hook yourself up with Klai Yisrael, the history of Klai Yisrael that we always walk through the various Klai Yisrael that we always make some Kabbalah, but they say. So get into the Elul mold of Klai Yisrael since Moshe Rabbeinu, that every, you know, a little some, maybe some small thing. More Kabbalah, if I say, just to be connected with the chain of the Klai Yisrael. But what I wanted to speak about tonight, if I say, first of all, I can't overemphasize to you the importance of Ben Chaveroi. You know, we really spent the importance, the priority of Ben Chaveroi. Two aspects of it. First of all, intrinsically, we discuss here many times, how important Ben Chaveroi is. In the absolute values of Klai Yisrael. But besides that, as I say, we're living now in history, in a period of time in history, that, you know, every door has its test, special trials and tribulations. You know, sometimes it would be, you know, the Inquisition, the Spaniards with the, you know, what do they call it again, in Spain, the Inquisition in Spain, you know, you had the Christians, the Crusaders. One of the big concerns we have today is Benon Chavero, a certain coldness, a certain callousness. How much we have to be aware of it and work on it, everybody say. At least in a superficial way, at least in a superficial way, in the morning after davening, say good morning, look around and say good morning, but enjoy Shabbos, you say good Shabbos. At least in a superficial kind of way. You know, of course, real Benon Chavero entails much more than that. But at least we should be on that level, as they say, of superficialities, of being nice, smiling, and being friendly, and showing your care and concern, as they say. There's a lot to think about it. Our time is so limited tonight. But we're talking about Elul and becoming, trying to get ruchniyasized, you know, spiritualized. So, Benon Chavero is a big mokom where we should try to do it. I would say. To help myself get into the actual good. I usually just I just take a little drop of it and put the rest in water. So this is like really, you know, like drinking syrup. Okay. L'chaim, if I say l'chaim, l'chaim. Just very quickly, if I say. What I'd like to do with you is go over this thing, help Hashem will give us Kedushas HaDerech. We should be able to do it quickly. The first aside, very, very important aside, is that the Kedushas, you know, you have different Kedushas. You have Kiyah, you have Shlom, you have Tua. So it's not just different Kedushas. There's two main categories of the Kedushas. They say Rumi Goyin, he's been in the most happiest mood for the whole year with Shastakir's Shofar. I can never understand it. The Shofar is that it's crying, you know, he's crying. But then afterwards, well, I'll tell you now, you'll understand it, I say. It's two basic types of toilets that, you know, will blow Shofar. You have the Tekiah, the Tekiah sound, which is the sound of optimism, of Chiyuvi, of Malchus Hashem, Shlemus and the Bria, right? That's the Tekiah. The Shvarim Trua, the Shvarim and the Trua and the Shvarim Trua together are sounds of negativeness, of sour, of crying, of bitterness over the Tzoris, right? These are, you know, it's not just different koilas, these are two basic categories of the koilas that we blow. Now, bearing this in mind, now it's a very interesting thing that I told you earlier, the start of this is that the 10 kabbonis of Tadigon is to just stand, think about it when you do Shofar. And then one year after this problem, you know, put this thing into my mind that we can anchor it down with the koilas. Now, the koilas, as I say, you know that the basic format of the blowing is repeated again and again, the yeshiva, amida, after Shemoneh Esrei, but the basic format of the blowing is 10 koilas. Kashrat, Tekiah Shom Shuvah Tekiah, that's 4. Kashat is another 3, that's 7. And then you have Tarat, another 3, which is 10. Those 10 koilas, that's the basic format. Now listen, Rabbi Yishai. It's interesting that the first 3 kabbonis and the last 3 kabbonis of the Tzadigon are chiyuvi or positive, right? The first one is, you know, Hashem, created the world, and now he's the Melech of the world, the Shleimus of the Bria, Malchus Hashem, right? That's number one. Number two is that Hashem, it's the first day of Aseres Metshuva. Hashem is saying, my children, go do tshuva, I'm giving you a pardon, you know, a chance to have an easy pardon. That's number two. Number three is Matan Torah, Rabbi Maimon Har Sinai, that's Rabbi Pasuk. Now, the eighth and ninth and tenth are also positive. Eighth is that either Kibbutz Goliath or it's Yom HaDin HaGadol, when Hashem is going to take out or destroy all the bad things in the world, right? All the raw will be destroyed. And number ten, right, so eight is Kibbutz Goliath, ten is, you know, Yom HaDin HaGadol, and number ten is Shias HaMeisim. Some Machlerim have eight and nine, you know, mixed around, but it doesn't matter. Okay, Rabbi Faye? So the first three is positive and the last three are positive. Four, five, six, seven are shlivim, are negative, right? So I'm not sure how we're going to do it now. Now, listen closely. First you have Tashrat. Tekiyah Shalom Shuvah Tekiyah. The first Tekiyah is the first. Now what we're going to do is that with the first three Tekiyahs is going to be mechuvin together, mechuvin connected the first three Kavanas, and the last three Tekiyahs is going to be mechuvin connected the last three Kavanas. Now listen, how we do it? Tashrat. So you have the first Tekiyah Tashrat, right? Now, that Hashem created the world and everything was beautiful, and then the Yidden defaulted. So what happened? Hashem sent the Nevi'im to give us Musa. That's Kavanah number four. The first, the Shvarim is the Musa of the Nevi'im. They came, Yidden do tshuva, Hashem is going to punish you. And we didn't listen, so Kavanah number five is, what does he say, Reb Tzadi Gaon? The Goyim came and they, retribution, and they punished us, and we suffered from the Goyim, and we're crying out Hashem, save us from the Goyim. Kavanah number five. Then we're going to do tshuva, and once again, B'hoi Hashem, Melech al Oretz, Kavanah number eight is Kibbutz Goliath, right? So that's Tashrat. Now you have Tashat. The first Tekiyah is, Hashem says, you know, do tshuva, Yidden. I give you a chance, do tshuva. You know, Aseres Mei Tshuva. That's Kavanah number two, Tekiyah number two. Now you have the epitome of the Kapara is the Korbanos, and it's all symbolized by Akedas Yitzchak. That was the ultimate of a Korban, right? Right here at Moshe, right? So, Kavanah number six is Akedas Yitzchak, which is the epitome of Kapara, right? And then what happened?
Why is that negative?
What? It is just Hashem that Avraham is about to shecht his son. Isn't that such a negative thing? A Christ was about to be destroyed, you know. I mean, good things came out of it, but the actual fact of the Akedah Yitzchak, Avraham's son, Ben Yechida, is on the Mizbeach about to be shechted, you know. What came out was good things, but the Etzim Makedis Yitzchak was a very negative thing, you know. The Malachim were crying, the whole world was crying, you know. Okay, so then what happened, Rabbi Say? The kapara and the tumor is be eliminated, and then we're going to have Yom Din HaGadol. That's Yom Din HaGadol, the ultimate of a heavier Rom Min HaOretz, right? So that's Kavanah number nine. Then you have Tarat. You have Tarat, Rabbi Say. You have the first Tekiyah is what? Matan Torah, right? Maim Min HaSinai. And then you have, what happened to Har Sinai, Rabbi Say? So they were standing and shivering, and they were Harada, Yechidu Ha'om, they were shivering and shaking from Pachad. So that's Kavanah number seven. Lo Yishma Ish, Kol Shaifah, Lo Yitmah, right? And then what happened, Har Sinai? That they poch on the shmasa, they died. And what happened? It was what? That there's a mason. Hashem gave them back to life, and that's kavodah number 10, Rabbi Shai. There's a mason, right? Hashem, right?
Hashem. So is it on purpose that the first one is always the past and the last tough is always the future? All three cases, it seems like the first one's always the past.
Right.
And the last
right,
one's
right,
always
right,
the future.
Right,
yes?
right. Which is the format, really, of the whole business. The first Tekiya is the ultimate, you know, of the Pashtus, of simplicity of good. The middle is big. It's a toy and a negative thing. And the last Tekiya is, after, you know, the salvation, everything will be good. So the last Tekiya is a tikkun. We want to turn the din, the bad, into, you know, turn it into good. So that's the last Tekiya. The first Tekiya is the simplicity of goodness. And then there's the kilkel and the, not word to use, but the deviation and the result of it is that, and then the tshuva, and the second tekiya is the tikkun,
Is there anything? Is there anything specifically monkus about the first four kavanas? Is there anything specifically monkus about the first four kavanas of Tashrat? Or anything specifically Zichronos about the Tashat?
Okay, so I have a lot to say about that. That thing we can go down. We really don't have time. We don't have really time to go into that. The only thing I can tell you is that I don't want to confuse you with a lot of kavanas, but Rashi, who's more there, repeats over and over again that. When we do it three times, we do everything three times. Once is the malchus, and once is the chorus, and once is the shayfus. So you could also, you know, at one point, or a few points that have in mind that when you're blowing, everything we do over three times, you do it three times. Once is the malchus, once is the chorus, once is the shayfus. But there's some depth into that you know, that I can share with you, but right now you can't do it. I just tell you that everything we repeat is three times. And Rashi in the Gemara there, if you look at the Rashi in the Gemara, the Lamed Gimel Beis, Rashi keeps repeating Malchus, Zichron, and Shefes, which has nothing to do with the Pesukim. In other words, Rashi intrinsically, because it's at the Chaita. First, I have to run out now. I would like to take this opportunity to wish you all a wonderful, wonderful year. You should all have good health, you should have Parnassah, you should have nachas with your children, you should have shalom bayit with your wives, you should continue your own growth in Torah, in Shemayim, and Midas, and that's what it's all about. That's what we're here for, Rabbi Yisrael. And it should all come together. V'simchas ha'chaim amitim, v'chaim amitim, and v'chitzi, mamash Hashem Shashem, v'shiyas v'keinu, v'shiyobo v'gyolenu, v'shem, v'gula shalem, Rabbi Yisrael, v'gula shalem, v'kara, Rabbi Yisrael. You want...
Wednesday night of Halamoy.